Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, Kimberly, welcome back to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you to your lovely wife for filling in.
I certainly
missed
you.
You guys got to do it again together.
Yeah, we did for the second time. She enjoyed it thoroughly. And
sure. And it went for a long time, too.
It did. It was
20 minutes.
It was a good 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Enough of this. We got a lot. We have a jam-packed.
It is the most content I've ever seen. I've got so many screens open here. Let's just dive right into it. It might be so long. We might just not even cut anything out. I might not even edit this week.
Oh, you mean we're going to do it raw?
Just do it. Uncensored, raw. If you say something,
uncensored,
you know,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Come on. Enough of this.
Right.
Spring Mist is on our radar again. They've got another baby over there. Welcome, baby Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Another calf that was born over there.
Yep.
And just a reminder, Spring Mist is one of the last local farms around, and they will have some hours coming up soon, usually Wednesdays and Saturdays, I think. So make sure you support them.
Yeah.
And moving right along, what do we got?
We got Little Caesars finally has an official opening target date, and that date is April 22nd. A lot of people do not think we need another pizza place. Some people like Little Caesars pizza. I can go either way. My wife said there was some kind of knots there that she wants to try that she's been seeing commercials about. Mm. So, I don't know. We'll probably end up trying it again. But finally, they've been closed forever, and there was supposed to be a Wingstop going there. Like, they took everything out, and now it's back to Little Caesars. So, I don't know what happened there or why it took so long, but hooray.
Yeah. Well, it looks nice. Looks like it's coming along, and I'll have to find something else to post about.
Yeah. How about this eclipse photo? This is beautiful.
One of Brunswick's own, Gabe, doing the total solar eclipse photo downtown Cleveland. He specializes, I think, in Cleveland landscapes. And this is, of course, the Terminal Tower with the Cleveland Indians. Yes, I'm going to say it. Cleveland Indians flag flying high and proud there, I think, for the opening.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful picture. Just very talented young man.
Indeed. Refuge Gaming is celebrating their 2-year anniversary. You remember when we did the interview, the very in-depth interview, about a year ago.
We did.
I'll put a link to that down below here. But congratulations to them. They are...
Hello. Did you fall asleep again?
I did. Narcolepsy. It's a real thing.
It's been a rough week, I know. So speaking of anniversaries, congratulations to the Grounded Bean. Turns 1 this past weekend. So congratulations to them. They've got some specials and stuff like that going on still through the 15th.
Yeah, dollar off all specials.
And all of April and raffles and all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So check them out. What else we got?
What else we got?
We got a road closure. We got a road.
You tell me.
We got a road closure. Marks Road, Monday, April 29th for 60 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's between Creekside Boulevard and Wegman over there near the Wooden Nickel. Yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah. Maybe they can get it where they can go down to one lane with a traffic light or something, but it's going to be rough, but we'll keep reminding you guys about that coming up. Next up, we got Medina's Got Talent auditions opened for ages 8 through 18 Medina County residents.
Mm-hmm.
May 23rd and 24th. We'll tell you about that again. Performance date is in June. We'll remind you about the auditions coming up because you can win some money.
Yeah, they're looking for all kinds of talent, from singers to dancers to martial arts to ventriloquists and probably anything in between. So if you got a special town. Yeah. Check that out.
Yeah, that looks like a good time.
Oh, here's one that's here's one that's not so much of a good time, but probably is very knowledgeable. Something you could take on. A stream steward's certification at the Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District. The cost of the program is $65, and you can increase your skills and make a difference on learning about Ohio's waterways and how they impact native plants and landscape and how to protect the water. That's a class available if you're interested. Be interested?
Probably speaking of water, too, we should throw in there that you were in touch with earlier this week with some council members about getting some help for the turtles over at North Park, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of posts about dying fish and turtles at the drained North Park. I don't know if we saw the video of the giant turtle being saved. It turns out later on in the week, someone else posted a photo of the deceased carcass, you know. So he was stuck in the mud. They tossed him back into what's little left of the water. And he was found on the side of the lake again, dead. You know, there's probably not enough food to sustain life in there.
That's been being addressed, hopefully. And thanks to you for going to the council persons.
A lot of times if it's posted on Facebook, they don't know about it. So I wanted to make sure they knew about it. Here's an event I saw posted. Brunswick True Value, now through Saturday, is having Customer Appreciation Day, free giveaways, and grilling demos. Saturday is family day with police and fire departments, kid activities, giveaways, and a food truck. And they have 20% off your entire purchase through Saturday, excluding some of the things. I went last year. I think I had a free hot dog, and there was a bunch of giveaways that I entered for. I didn't win, but it was a good time. And they are very knowledgeable there. I used to manage a hardware store. I used to manage Sears Hardware back in my younger days. And I do love a good hardware store. Kind of miss those days.
It's good that we still have one in town.
Yeah.
So let's go support them. It's a great time. Save a little bit of money. Get a free hot dog. Mm-hmm. Because what is your motto?
If it's free, it's for me. And they have a lot of unique parts and nuts and bolts and stuff that you can't find at the bigger locations. So even taking a spin through that place so it's in the back of your head of what you can get there would be a good idea. And that'd be a good weekend to do it.
Oh, good.
What else?
All right. We got the Place for Teens is looking for some donations because I know this is going to come as surprises to every parent out there, but teens like to eat. So they're a very busy and active drop-in center over there, and they have events. So if anyone has any extra single portion bags of chips or pretzels or snacks or anything like that, trail mix or anything, you can drop it off between 2:30 and 6:30 on Thursdays. They also have programs going Monday from 6:30 to 8:30 and Tuesdays from 2:30 to 5. So if that doesn't work, just PM them directly and they'll arrange for a time for you to drop that off.
Yeah. And we interviewed the Place for Teens earlier last year as well. I'll drop that link below. They provide a great service to, I would say, middle school age kids, after school activities to keep them out of trouble and smart thinking.
Yeah. So guess who's coming back to town?
Who? Oh.
The lobster truck. The lobster. You can't say it right. But anyway, Cousins of Maine Lobster be back next Thursday from 12 to 7. They love us. They're coming like every 2 to 3 weeks. So.
Yeah. I heard they bought another. I heard they actually got another truck just for the Cleveland area.
I think they were at Tractor Supply the other day this week, and then next week they'll be at Brunswick Town Center. So they're loving our area. So go give them some love. Try the lobster tacos if you haven't tried them.
Hey, I think we're doing pretty good so far. knowing that we're not editing this, other than that little nap I took earlier, I think we're doing okay. Let's keep going.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
The grand reopening of Volunteers of America is happening next Thursday, 8:30 a.m. We have,
so you go shopping,
yeah,
and then go get lobster.
Yeah, fill a Volunteer of America tote for $40 for the first 50 customers in line. They got a raffle for a new 55-inch TV, hundreds of free items to find in the store, so they're going to price some stuff up for free, and a raffle every hour for $25 gift certificates, and the doors open at 8:30 a.m. They're just moving across the street.
It's looking, it's looking really nice, and I wish them much success in the new location.
You peeping through those windows too? You checked it out?
Maybe not. Maybe. Thursday is a busy day. You can drop the kids off at Glow Night at Brunswick Skate Station and then go get your lobster if you'd like. So 6:30 to 8:30, Glow Night, come one, come all, it says. Glow and Dark Skate Session, lots of fun, photo booth, games and prizes, wear your brightest attire, get ready to shine, $7 admission, $2 for quads, $4 for inlines. Find all the information on Brunswick Skate Station Facebook page, and a good time shall be had by all.
Yeah, another good time for kids. They have a free family Lego night next Friday, tonight, 6:30 to 8 p.m., at Brunswick Nazarene Church, next to the post office. Giant tarps with Legos on it, tables for building, and Lego wall to add to. I wonder how many Legos I had. I loved those as a kid.
Yeah, it says there's no age limit, no need to register. Last year they had over 50 preschool to adults, so come one and come all.
Mm-hmm. Here's a dime to donate over at Applebee's, 15% off your check, or 15% of your check, we'll go to the Brunswick Middle School and High School Orchestra. And that is Tuesday, April 16th from 11 a.m. to close. Just present the flyer to your server at the time of order. Or you can order online at applebees.com and in the checkout enter promo code DOINGGOOD, 1G. And good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure if you show the screen of this podcast, that'll work too.
Yeah. Another dine to donate, and that's Hickory Ridge parent group Dairy Queen Celebrity Scooper dine to donate, and that is going to be Tuesday, April 16th from 5 to 8 over at our favorite Dairy Queen, because we only have one, so it is automatically our favorite, again from 5 to 8 p.m. That's Tuesday the 16th, dine to donate for Hickory Ridge.
Nice. There's themed trivia over at the Wooden Nickel. It's the Big Bang Theory. You watch that show?
I have.
Yeah.
I think I've seen every episode.
Yeah. I don't know if I would be great at it, but I would know some of the answers.
Wouldn't.
That is...
Ever since we went to that crime one, trivia has put me in my place, let me tell you. I never felt so dumb.
Monday, April 15th at 6:45 p.m. over at the Wooden Nickel. So if you're into Big Bang Theory, you think you got the answers, check that out. Otherwise, they do trivia on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as well, just not themed.
Very good. Very good. Karaoke with Mike Jones every Tuesday at 4280 from 8 to 12. Sometimes we get hey, where can I do karaoke? So now you know, on Tuesday nights. Over at 4280.
Yeah. And over at St. Ambrose, Joan 95.5 The Fish and Let's Laugh Together comedy series with Taylor Mason. He's a ventriloquist, and this is this Sunday. You can buy your tickets online at stambrose.com. All right, I'm sorry, stambrose.us. Click on events. And parishioners receive a 50% off discount and a free dinner before the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, let's see what else we got. Oh, how did I get this one? Friday, April 19th, Taylor Swift.
Don't hate on Tay-Tay.
Six to nine, Tangled Vine. That's it. That's all I want to say. No, I'm just kidding. Taylor Swift, Tortured Poets Department Listening Party. So I guess they're just jamming out, and you can try some of the amazing beverages over there.
Yeah, well, she's got a new album coming out. It's the listening party for the new album.
Oh, who knew?
Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, who knew? Oh, so there is tickets. Tickets are required. You get one themed drink. You get some appetizers, games, including champagne pong, photo ops, make some friendship bracelets, listen, be tortured by the, I mean, listen to the Tortured Poets Department album, and whatever else they can come up with, it says.
Guaranteed to be a great night at any price. Yeah. All right. Medusa returns to Manzo's next Saturday, April 20th at 8:30 p.m. That's the all-female rock band. And they're playing until 12:30 a.m. And I'm sure...
Hey, if you can't find something to do in Brunswick in the next couple of weeks, you're not looking hard enough and you're not listening.
It's absolutely true.
Right?
Yeah, what, do we just belt out 20 things already?
I know. Well, we got one more I got here. We'll remind you again because it's not until Tuesday, April 30th. But Chick-fil-A is doing a fun... it's National Tie-Dye Day. So come dressed in your favorite funkiest 70s dig and enjoy a groovy dinner with the family. But then you get to craft and make a tie-dye shirt. You need to provide the shirt. So bring your white shirt and go up. And it, again, it's Tuesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 at Brunswick Chick-fil-A.
Hmm.
It sounds like fun.
Did it say free? What's going on here?
Say what?
There's no price. Is it free?
Well, you just probably have to RSVP? Buy your meal.
You got to buy a meal?
I think, well, you don't have to buy a meal. I mean, you can go just bring a shirt up and stuff like that. But we hope that you support them and, you know.
Huh. That's really cool.
You know. Just says, what time will you be joining us and how many are coming? So they just want to get a general idea so they don't have like 50 people show up at 6.
That's awesome.
So.
I don't have a tie-dye shirt.
Well, there you go.
Might have to check that out.
You and Aaron should go make one together.
So what do you think? Without having to edit the podcast, you think we did a good job, everybody? I want to hear it in the comments. Let us know. Should we go back to cutting out the ums and ahs and extra time in between and, you know.
Luke is falling asleep.
Saying the wrong dates, the wrong times.
Nah, that's okay. We'll let this one slide. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening. Please hit that like button, share it with your friends. We want to keep growing the audience. We're coming up on almost a year, and we want to keep growing this. So please let us know what you think, what you'd like to hear, and tell your friends.
Yeah. And I want to do a lot of interviews with some businesses, so we're going to get out there and do that soon. As soon as I get some free time.
Stuff coming up.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Take care, Brunswick.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
See you, Brunswick. Bye-bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.